Chad Clifton, we're going through the normal procedure for concussion. He was not symptomatic until Monday, so today was the day where you go through a light physical workout. So he participated in a jog for today.
How unusual is that for a player to show the symptoms the day after the game?
Oh, I would have to say it's not uncommon, but there was really no indication Sunday during or after the game, because you know all the players that have any type of concerns after the game, you know, go through an evaluation with our doctors there in a training room. So it was something that showed up Monday.
And what about his knees? What's going on with that?
Normal. I mean, he has bad knees and he'll continue to have bad knees, and so he's no different than he has been the last 3 or 4 weeks.
When the draft starts, did you see him as potentially a number one guy or a third down guy, or how did you look at him? I mean, he took him on a sixth round.
Well, I think physically he's a gifted young man. I think that's obvious to everybody. I think there's a reason why he was in the sixth round, you know, based on his availability as a collegian, particularly in his senior year. So hopefully we're past that. You know, every player has some type of, you know, injury that they go through in their career. Sometimes it comes in bunches, and sometimes people don't make it through that stage. But you know, it was definitely the right thing to do as far as putting him on PUP to get him healthy, number one, and really to give him a number of weeks to get ready to play in the game. But he's a very talented young man. There's no question about that when we drafted him.
How did Jarius and CJ both look today, and does either one of them have a leg up right now?
Well, they've both been practicing very well. As I stated, I think it was Sunday after the game, that they've really been competing the last couple weeks to be up on the 45. So I'm sure we'll go through the whole week and go through the same process with those two guys.
So neither one has an edge in any way at this moment?
I didn't keep score today yet. We'll watch the film and we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, CJ's been up the last number of weeks, so he obviously had a leg up coming into this week. So, but leg up standing. Jarius has practiced extremely well and feel very confident for him to go on Sunday.
Did you enter the last quarter of the season here? Where is he? Still think this team is improving?
Well, you're always trying to improve. You're always chasing the perfect game. You know, 34-16 is not good enough sometimes, you know, when you win by that. You know, when you view it with a sense of accountability. So you're always trying to improve. There's a lot of positive things that we've accomplished as far, you know, from a performance standpoint. But we'll continue to stress on the fundamentals and the little thing. I think we're playing very disciplined football right now. You know, we had some time management issues last game, burning timeouts. So, you know, that made an emphasis of that today in a team meeting. You know, our PAT field goal protection unit needs to improve from a technical standpoint. We've had a common issue with some footwork there, so we spent some time on that today, and we'll spend more time on that tomorrow in the padded work. So just staying on top of our fundamentals, because it's the little things that are that turn into big things, but they usually turn into real big things if you don't take care of it, especially in the month of December.
Like, do you have to drive home to these guys that the Lions are more talented than their record might indicate, or is that pretty obvious?
It's a division game, and it's these are always the toughest games, and these are always the toughest games on the road. And that's our viewpoint. We don't need to look at the record that they came in to Lambeau, you know, a few weeks back and played very well against us, the best they've played against us in some time. So we stay true to the tape. We need to go Detroit and play our best game.
Do you view this show on?
I'm sorry.
What is the tape show on Drew Stanton, and how is it different than
with Archuleta? Well, I mean, the offense hasn't changed a whole lot. I thought he did a nice job of running the offense against Chicago. And, you know, he's an athlete. Liked him coming out. You know, I think he's a young man that'll improve. You know, with opportunity. He's never been really given the ball over an extended period of time, but You know, they're still a potent offense. They challenge us schematically with Drew playing quarterback.
Considering your record, considering the Bears' record, considering tie-breaking scenarios, do you view this game Sunday as a must-win?
All division games are extremely important. You can put whatever words on it you want. We're going after this one. It's an extremely important game. We spend extra time throughout the offseason on division games. We spend extra time in training camp on division games. This is a very important football game, especially that in a division game that takes place in December. So you can even put a higher importance on it if you want to.
Can you talk a little bit about just Calvin Johnson and what the challenges he presents? Obviously, he scored 12 touchdowns, a guy who can make a big play.
Extremely athletic, big target, you know, especially in the red zone. I mean, you see the number of plays he's made in that particular area. You know, does a good job of body control, his positioning on a defensive back. Definitely a primary target in their offense as far as how they make an effort to get him the football. So he'll be a big challenge for us this week.
Mike, when you get three quarters of the way into the season like this, and guys are tired, beat up, physically, mentally, whatever, is there ever a natural kind of dip in energy that you have to watch out for, or do you think that they're able to stay focused without you even having to address that?
I don't see no dip in energy. We're going into the fourth quarter. I mean, this is what you live for. This type of football games you live for when you start, you know, working out together in March. You know, if anything, our energy is improving. We need to play our best football of the year, and that starts in practice. And that was everything. We were off the field 8 minutes early today, so you know, they're going to be pushed harder than they've been pushed this week. I mean, that's our mindset as a coaching staff. But no, there's no dip in energy in this football team.
Was there anything other than the usual?
Yeah, Charles sprained his ankle today in the screening deceptive period, so I have not got a report yet on him from the training room, so I'll see how he is.
Thank you.